but without a mind directing them, they would not produce the paragraph. Second, ID is not a substitute for ignorance. If we don't know the cause of something, that does not mean it was designed. When we make design inferences, and all of us make them every day, we do so on the basis of evidence. The more evidence, the more reliable the design inference. Third, since intelligent design relies on scientific evidence rather than on scripture or religious doctrines, it is not biblical creationism. Intelligent design makes no claims about biblical chronology, and biblical creationists have clearly distinguished their views from ID. A person does not even need to believe in God to infer intelligent design in nature. Otherwise, prominent atheist Anthony Flew could not have been persuaded that the evidence in nature points to design. Fourth, ID does not tell us the identity of the designer. Although most proponents of ID believe that the designer is the God of the Bible, they acknowledge that this belief goes beyond the scientific evidence. Thus, ID is not the same as 19th-century natural theology, which reasoned from nature the attributes of God. Instead, ID restricts itself to a simple question: does the evidence point to design in nature? The answer to this question, whether yes or no, carries implications for religious belief, but the question can be asked and answered without presupposing those implications. Fifth, ID does not claim that design must be optimal. Something may be designed even if it is flawed. When automobile manufacturers recall defective vehicles, they are showing that those vehicles were badly designed, not that they were undesigned. Sixth, intelligent design is compatible with some aspects of Darwinian evolution. ID does not deny the reality of variation and natural selection. It just denies that those phenomena can accomplish all that Darwinists claim they can accomplish. ID does not maintain that all species were created in their present form. Indeed, some ID advocates have no quarrel with the idea that all living things are descended from a common ancestor. ID challenges only the sufficiency of unguided natural processes and the Darwinian claim that design in living things is an illusion rather than a reality. Finally, intelligent design can apply on two different levels. Design may be detectable in specific features of living things, but it may also be detectable in natural laws and the structure of the cosmos. Most people who consider themselves ID advocates maintain not only that design is empirically detectable in the cosmos as a whole, but also that some features of the natural world, such as the shapes of rocks at the base of a cliff, are not designed in the same sense that other features, such as the information in DNA, are designed. Books that started the intelligent design movement: The Mystery of Life's Origin by Charles B. Thaxton, Walter L. Bradley, and Roger L. Olson, Dallas, Texas, Lewis and Stanley, 1984.